Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's superheroes defending the United Nations. Marvel Comics is working with the UN to develop a comic book that will be released later this year. The comic will include Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four, along with UN peacekeepers and the UNICEF Children's Agency. The comic will be distributed free to 1 million U.S. school children. It will later be translated into other languages and distributed around the world. The UN says it hopes the comic will teach students the value of international cooperation and sensitize them to problems faced by others around the world. Marvel Comics has previously adopted political causes, but to favor such U.S. policies as the drug war and anti-communism.
Will the second time be the charm for the British government? Prime Minister Gordon Brown's administration announced that up to 10 new nuclear power stations could be built in Britain by the year 2020. The announcement followed a second national consultation on energy policy. The first was ruled a sham by Britain's High Court, but similar concerns have been raised about the second consultation. An independent group of energy economists and nuclear experts called the second consultation undemocratic and possibly illegal. A complaint has been filed against the market research firm involved, and the environmental group Greenpeace says it will mount a legal challenge.
Did you happen to see this on your local television news over the holiday season?
The holidays are a time for brightly lit trees, parties, and family gatherings. But this year, it's also a time for stepped-up law enforcement raids on illegal CD duplicators that are costing the entertainment industry billions of dollars a year. Billions of dollars that are going to organized crime.
That's from a video news release or fake TV news spot, funded by the Recording Industry Association of America. The spot was anonymously posted online by someone claiming to work for the public relations firm that produced it. More companies are intentionally putting their fake news online these days. This approach helps avoid controversy over the spots airing without disclosure during television newscasts. One PR professional said, quote, "Our customers are no longer reliant on broadcasters to tell their stories," end quote. Allstate Insurance and General Motors are among the companies posting their fake news on the internet.
It's official. The pharmaceutical industry spends more on publicity than on research and development. A new study titled "The Cost of Pushing Pills" used data collected from the industry and medical doctors in 2004. That year, U.S. drug makers spent nearly twice as much on promoting drugs than on developing cures. The pharmaceutical industry also spent more than $60,000 per physician on promotion. Science Daily said the study, quote, "challenges the perception of a research-driven, life-saving pharmaceutical industry, while arguing in favor of a change in the industry's priorities in the direction of less promotion," end quote.
If you thought the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth were a 2004 election phenomenon, think again. The Republican Associated Group, which ran ads against 2004 presidential candidate John Kerry, is now called Swift Vets and POWs for Truth. Its 20 top donors have already contributed nearly $200,000 to 2008 presidential candidates, both directly and by bundling others' donations. Mitt Romney was the top recipient of Swift Boat money, followed by John McCain and Rudy Giuliani. The Nation's Christopher Hayes wrote, quote, "The Swift Boaters aren't some kind of sideshow, a coterie of vicious mudslingers operating at the edges of respectability. They are the show," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 degrees of spin and fakin', our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned Swift Vets and POWs for Truth. Chris LaCivita was an early media consultant for the group. LaCivita works for DCI Group, a Republican public relations and lobbying firm. DCI launched Tech Central Station, a corporate-sponsored news and opinion website. In 2004, longtime Tech Central Station host James Glassman wrote columns criticizing the Morgan Spurlock film Supersize Me, without disclosing that McDonald's is one of the site's sponsors. The columns ran in newspapers across the U.S. without any disclosure. Last month, President Bush announced he would nominate Glassman to be the new U.S. PR czar, replacing Karen Hughes. So there are four steps between nasty election year smears and the person tasked with promoting the U.S. as a beacon of democracy to the rest of the world.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.